This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Phil, and he's had 36 years of recovery from alcohol and any and all other mind and mood altering substances. I did that again. And one of the questions I've just got to ask you, we want to learn about recovery and learn how and why it works, but what happened 36 years ago to turn you to make that choice?
I would have to say the desperation, the pain of mind. Like, I was a young man at the time, and I knew that what I was doing was just not working. I was constantly making the same mistake several times a day, trying to change how I felt. I was actually hoping to improve how I felt. And the bottom line was, it just didn't work anymore. I was making myself more and more miserable and more destitute. And I had really ostracized myself from society, from my family, from everything. And I just had this feeling, this sense that I could have a better life. You know, while I was beginning to learn that there was a consequence to my choices, to my decisions, and I couldn't just blame everyone around me anymore. I had to take responsibility and try to do... This was a decision I made. If there is a way to have a good life, to learn how to live clean and sober, I'm going to find out how to do it. And that's exactly what I did. And I wound up in Narcotics Anonymous, and I've been there ever since.
Wow. So, and you have relationship to, you know, wife and children and grandchildren and the outdoors and, you know, canoeing and hunting. And, like, your life is full of richness now. So where does that first step, how do you just take that first step?
First step is... get clean, get off the drugs, you know. And, you know, it's hard because I had to step away from the people who I really loved. Those people, I thought they were my friends, you know. I mean, but the reality of it was, if they came to visit me, if I wasn't home, they'd kick in my door and steal my stuff. That's how it was. That's the truth of my good buddies. You know, if they could roll over on me with the law to save their own necks, they would do that. And some of them did just that. Those were my good friends when I was using. I wanted to learn how to have good friends, and the first thing I learned was how to be a good friend to myself. To thine own self be true. So I learned to work rigorous honesty, and I had a lot of hurdles I had to jump. I had to stop all my old ways. I had to clean up the wreckage of my past. I had to, you know, do an inventory list and try to make amends where I could. And but the biggest amends I owed to anybody was myself, and how I strive in my life with that is I continue to do things, the next right thing. Just keep doing the next right thing. And saying to heck with it has dead outcomes for addicts. So I just keep going back, and I keep aligning myself with other people in recovery. I've got some very good friends, some people in my life who I value so dearly. I'm a grandfather now, times five, and my grandkids even kind of like hanging out with me, which is, well, I can tell you, if I was still using, they wouldn't want to have nothing to do with me. They wouldn't be able to stand the smell of me if I was still alive, you know? Mm-hmm.
They might not believe, if they met that other person, that they would have no connection.
Well, you know, the thing is, there was no difference between me and, you know, the people who are struggling downtown right now at that time. I mean, I was a young man, sure, but I was, you know, that's where I put myself, and I couldn't see a way out. There is a way out. You simply have to make up your mind that you deserve it. And that there is a way. And I'm not saying, I wouldn't try to tell everyone that Narcotics Anonymous is for everyone. It might not be, but if you want it, you know, if you're looking for a handout and people to pat you on the head and pat you on the bum, that's not what we do there. If you want 2x4 upside the head type recovery of complete abstinence. If you're ready for that, this could be for you. And not everybody wants that. Lots of people are looking for an easier, softer way. This isn't necessarily the easier, softer way, but for me, it's proven to be the best way because I'm a no-bullshit person. I can't kid myself and surf on somebody else's failed program. This is a program that has helped millions of people around the world achieve complete abstinence and gain a quality of living. And anyone can have it. They just have to simply make up their mind for themselves that this is what they want and get their own butts to into the meetings and get a sponsor, join a home group, work the steps, and work complete abstinence. And things will improve. It takes time, but things will improve.
What did you learn about relationship by actually picking a sponsor and being vulnerable to them?
That's probably the trusting other people is hard when you come in from being out there. You have a real deep-seated distrust of all people when you come in. And so that's the first thing you do. It's like a step of faith. You reach out your hand. You ask someone to be your sponsor. And, it's important to pick the right person. And it's important to talk to different people. And you know, you really want to take a measured, decision. You know, like it shouldn't be a snap decision. It should be someone who you really can relate to, who, you know, you're willing to trust with. Basically, you're putting your life in their hands, and you're asking them, tell me the truth, even if it hurts. Tell me the truth, because lies are killing me.
Right.
So when you reach out to a sponsor, that's what you're saying. Tell me the truth. Don't tell me the lies. The lies will kill me. I need the truth.
So, and then you find a new supportive environment of people that you can trust.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the best friends I've ever made in my life, I swear to the people in recovery and all the other relationships in my life have grown rich and strong as a result of that. But mm-hmm. That's where it started for me.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's nobody who I used to use with who's clean. Well, there's actually one guy who's got... He's coming up on 40 years sobriety in Alcoholics Anonymous, but he's completely abstinent also.
Mm-hmm.
And I just about fell over when I walked into a room and saw him in there in a recovery program. We both looked at each other, and we both recognized each other instantly, and we both said exactly the same thing as if we'd rehearsed it.
What did you say?
Holy shit, I thought you were dead.
I guess, yeah. Wow.
We've been fast friends ever since.
Yeah. So recovery actually gave you your life back, a life that you made. How long were you in addiction? Do you remember ever having a healthy life before you practiced recovery?
I started using drugs and alcohol at about the age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I was 13, I was at it daily. By the time I was 14, I was... selling LSD and doing all kinds of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
There was no getting out of it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
I was...
Those are the formative years for your brain, but your proof that abstinence and having a program and choosing a life can create health.
Absolutely, yeah. And there, you know, I know for a fact that there was people, including people in my family, who were betting against me ever, getting my stuff in a pile. And, you know, to this day, there's people who still resent me for who I was, you know, in my family. And I don't hang around with anybody who I used to use with who is still doing drugs. I don't mm-hmm. do that. They don't try to get a hold of me, and I don't try to get a hold of them. And why would we do that? They want to get high, and I don't.
Right. Can you share some of the practices and some of the thoughts that go from just waking up in the morning? How do you keep yourself on track on a daily basis?
Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of evolved, I guess, over time. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was new in recovery, I would get up in the morning and my first thought would be I would ask God to help get me through the day without using.
Mm-hmm.
And today I still kind of do that, but it's not the foremost thought. Like, you know, it's. I mean, don't get me wrong, I still want to stay clean and be in recovery, but I don't have the same level of fear I did before.
So you've grown up in that relationship to spirit.
Well, yeah, I have faith now, and I don't have to live in fear. And as long as I just keep doing the next right thing, I have nothing to fear. And for me, that's going to my home group and being there for my sponsees and getting a hold of my sponsor, staying in contact with my sponsor, and just keep doing the next right thing. And trying to carry a message of strength and hope of recovery in those rooms. And hopefully someone will hear it and decide they want that for them too. That's how it works.
Mm. And it does work. It really does work for so many of you and so many that have come through the program and that stick with it. So, Phil, I want to thank you for connecting with Health First and showing people that there is a way and that you can walk this and you don't have to walk it alone, but you have to make the choice to do it. So if you can give us phone numbers or ways to connect for anybody who's listening that would like to just reach out and connect and find some strength through the NA program. Can you tell us that?
Yeah, sure. There's a 24-hour helpline.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1-888-543-2499.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also Online Help, a regional website. And that is www.bcrna.ca. And you should be able to get meeting times and locations at those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, if there's anyone listening, I guess, at the moment who would like to talk to somebody about recovery just in the, you know, immediate future, my number is 250-562-2931. But I'm only one guy, but, you know, if somebody has heard this and would like to learn some more about the meetings, I would be happy to talk to them about that.
Thank you so much for coming on the radio today, Phil, and sharing your recovery, sharing strength and hope to everyone out there. I wish you all the health and happiness in the world.
Peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
Absolutely. We also want to thank Alan, our producer, and we want to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy day.